The committee will come to order. We have a quorum present. Representative Sanders, would you like to move the minutes? Okay.
I'll move the minutes, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Scott.
She wants a hair eater.
Oh, shoot.
Madam Chair, I'll move the minutes.
Thank you, Representative O'Neill. So Representative O'Neill moves the minutes. The calendar for the day, I move the calendar. I'm sorry. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion prevails. I move the calendar for the day, Thursday, May 7th, 2015. Are there any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to these bills is now in place. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 2193 and then it be re-referred to the General Register. Representative Albright, would you come to the testifier stand and explain your bill?
Morning, Madam Chair. Members, House File 2193 is the workers' comp reform bill measure that we have been working on in earnest for about the last 10 years. This is the culmination of both management and labor coming together, and it has strong bipartisan support. But by virtue of some of the negotiations that were in collaboration between the two parties, the two sides, did not make the deadline per the House rules, and so we're asking for a waiver so that we can accomplish the task that is before us in this bill.
Thank you, Representative Albright. Is there any discussion? Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Representative Albright, this is the bill that came out of the Workers' Comp Advisory Commission.
Representative Albright.
Madam Chair and Representative Nelson, that is correct.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay.
Nay.
Motion prevails, and House File 2193 will be sent to the General Register. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 1943 and that it be re-referred to the General Register. Oh, I'm sorry. It's House File 1947. And Representative Atkins, would you come to the testifier stand and please explain your bill?
Very briefly, we passed kill switch legislation last year. It was very effective. We've seen a precipitous drop in the number of cell phone thefts. But there was a provision added late that impacted cash payments for phones. And we realized afterwards, with the help of a company that was impacted, that the what we prevented are these kiosks, which locate in retail outlets, in which people can turn in their cell phones and get cash in response to that. The transaction is registered with law enforcement. You put a thumbprint. There's a photo taken. So the likelihood of crimes being committed as a result is very low. There's been no objection as we've gone through the three, I believe it's three committees now, to taking this approach. But it did take a little while longer to get through the process. And so that's why we're before the Rules Committee today, Madam Chair. And with that, I'd be happy to stand for any questions.
Thank you, Representative Atkins. Are there any questions? Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to move, re-refer House File 1947 to the General Register, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
With that, members, meeting's adjourned. Thank you.